This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan, live on CSN Mid-Atlantic. It's Open Line Thursday. Lines are open. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thejunks. I believe AWOD posted a vintage video clip yesterday, and it was of us doing a show, I think at the State Theater. Maybe it was one of the different locations.
I believe that was at the 930 Club.
Okay, yeah, it was 930 Club. And I just looked at myself and was like, man, I miss my black hair. We look so young.
We look lighter.
It was like 12 or 13 years ago.
We're younger, we're lighter, thinner, sexier. I think that was the show we did where we had the Good Charlotte guys perform acoustically.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'm pretty sure that was.
That was the Junkies Throwdown, I believe, was the exact
anniversary party Throwdown.
Yes, correct. Anniversary for something. I don't know. Were we on the air like a year or something?
Yeah, I don't know
what that was.
Ah, that's what it was. Yeah, I was trying to figure out the anniversary because I know that we always kind of celebrate the anniversaries in the summer. Because we started off, you know, May
I think
or
it
June.
Was for being at HFS a year. Or
yeah, I think you're
or
right.
Whatever.
It lasted, I think you're right. But it was in 2003. So you can check that out, facebook.com/thejunks, and see the young Junks. Although at that point, we're 32, 33 years old.
It's butt young.
Yeah.
But
that's when I started getting the gray creepers. 32, 33.
Mm, those were the days.
But I looked at the hair. I was like, man, I mean, silly.
After the show, AWOD was having me try to help him find the video online, and he was describing which video he was looking for, and I was looking at the one that was on his screen. I said, I don't think that's the one that JP's looking for. And then he said, oh, well, I'm going to look for another one. I'm going to download it, and it's going to take 30 minutes. I said, I'll see you later.
See you later, mate.
Best of luck with that, because I can't be here in 30 minutes.
All right, let's do a little 5 and 10. It's been a while since we've done it. Got some interesting tidbits to get to. First of all, Ezekiel Elliott, that case is going on and on and on. It seems like there's an appeal. And Charles Robinson from Yahoo got his hands on a portion of the 160-page report that the NFL put out on the Zeke Elliott domestic violence case. And it actually has an exchange between the accuser, Tiffany Thompson, and one of her friends as they were discussing the use of sex videos as a means for blackmailing Elliot. Now, this doesn't mean that Elliot never hit her, but it tells you where the accuser may have been coming from.
It does complicate things.
Thompson, the accuser, said, what if I sold mine and Ezekiel's sex videos? The friend says, we'd be millionaires. We could blackmail him with that. Thompson, the accuser, says, I want to, bro. She says, let's do it. She says, scared. Then there's some cursing, and it's just a whole conversation about maybe doing it for $10,000, for $20,000. What does that make you think of the accuser? Does it crush your credibility?
It hurts her credibility. It doesn't mean it didn't happen, but it does hurt her credibility a bit.
I think it hurts her credibility. The problem is, like you've mentioned, there are pictures and there are maybe even witnesses.
How do you explain away the bruises? I mean, I suppose she could have beat herself up. I doubt it. I don't think it's really that plausible.
They do it in the movies, EB.
I mean, didn't Morton Downey Jr. do something in the bathroom? He claimed that he was attacked by Nazis or something.
So. That was probably 25 years ago.
No one knows that reference.
I barely remember Morton Downey Jr.
I just remember he would come
great
on.
TV.
He was like smoking like during his show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smoking like a chimney.
He was Jerry Springer before Jerry Springer.
Yeah, he was fantastic. But, you know, he had zero credibility. who knows? Certainly, people have made up accusations before. Athletes have been blackmailed before. Maybe, but you know, also, you know, domestic violence does occur. So maybe it's a situation of both.
There was a report. I think it was Dan Patrick that said that he had talked to several people around the league who said that basically the other owners in the NFL were pressuring the hell out of Roger Goodell to stick it to the Cowboys.
Mm. Right.
So you wonder if, because six games, look, if he did it, it's deserved. Maybe it should even be longer. But in the NFL, it's rare that somebody gets that many games.
Right.
And they usually get like a game or two.
Here's what's weird about Zeke Elliott. I know someone that's partied with Zeke Elliott and said he was amazing. Paid for everything. Everybody had a great time.
Really?
He was actually awesome. I'll tell you during the break.
Yeah.
And then I also know someone that knows Zeke Elliott and says he's effing crazy.
Yeah, maybe he's bipolar. Because I saw a report of where somebody came up and like just wanted a picture with him. The report was he told them to go F off.
Yeah.
Now, I guess it depends which Zeke you're encountering.
Yes.
Friendly Zeke or mean Zeke?
I'm telling you, I swear on my life, I know someone who partied with him for like a weekend and said he was amazing. Hmm. He was awesome to hang out with.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. I'd love to hear from Cowboys fans, football fans. Do you think this is fair? I think six games, it seems very steep given the limited knowledge base. Look, I haven't read the 160-page report, but it seems like it's highly questionable. This chick is trying to bribe him. You can't deny that.
The evidence exists there. Right. She may have been abused, and that's horrible, and he should suffer the consequences, but she's definitely also trying to blackmail him at the very minimum.
The cops,
or at least discuss the possibility,
gathered evidence. It wasn't enough for the prosecutors to move forward. I understand there's a different standard that they have to prove something beyond a reasonable doubt, and maybe they thought they had something that was just short of reasonable doubt, and that Roger Goodell and the NFL have a different standard. But it just seems very fishy to me. It seems to me that it's a little bit responsive to the Ray Rice deal, which when it happened with Ray Rice and there was a video, that was too small of a suspension. So now you've got the reaction, just like when we see an NFL coach that's strict gets fired, then they bring in a loosey-goosey coach. It's too reactive, in my opinion, to go six games. I don't think anybody expected that.
I heard rumblings.
And fantasy owners are crushed. Rumblings. They're in a keeper league. They kept Ezekiel Elliott.
You still keep him.
Yeah,
you don't cut him loose.
Go this way because it looks like obviously the NFLPA is going to bat for Zeke here. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be a war on this one. But it seemed like six was the perfect setup for a reduction to four.
Right,
everything can just go away somewhat quietly.
Yeah,
but this is going to be sort of the NFL's version of World War III. This is going to be big. This is going to be the next Brady thing. This is going down.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? I think it probably should be reduced. Seems to me like you're for the reduction.
Nah, I'm not necessarily for either way. I have zero regard either way for Zeke. But I've heard stories on both sides. I've heard he's legit crazy, but I've also heard someone say he's awesome.
Hey, maybe we should extend an invite to the summer dress party to Zeke. If he doesn't have to get ready for week one.
We do. You know, that's one way to. We've always said this for years and years and years. But if we could just do, and I would chip in. You know, we should ask Brett. He knows these websites or whatever where you get in touch with these promoters and you can bring in like a Lindsay Lohan for 5K or
bring
something.
Bring in like an F-list celebrity.
Yeah, you bring in like a Tara Reid.
Somebody down on their luck.
I mean, it'd be so great. I mean, I would chip in 500. You know, everybody chip in a couple G's and we get some donk.
All we have to do is
you get like young MC at your party.
Go How's to Tiki Barber's website, Thuzio.com. Yeah.
How's it going to reaching out to the woman with no silly?
Yeah, the guy get the chick with no silly. Let's go to...
She can't be that expensive. I mean, she doesn't even have a silly.
Well, she's the one who's wanting money for crowdfunding. We'll just have like a tip jar.
Yeah, we'll just pass the hat.
Yeah, we'll finish her GoFundMe if she comes to the party. We'll fill it up. Let's go to Eric in Alexandria. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, just wanted to say that... you know, all this Zeke stuff going on. So I'm a Cowboy fan, and it's almost like politics, the way this whole Donald Trump stuff is going on. The left is saying this, the right saying that. You guys are saying, you know, well, he's a great guy, but I also heard this from somebody else that he's a horrible guy, and you don't know anything. Like, seriously, objectively, I mean, as objective as I can be, because I am a Cowboy fan, mm-hmm. I just say that if you sit back and think about it, if the cops found nothing, that should be the end of it.
Well, that's false.
But I don't think they found
nothing.
It's not that
the
cops
found nothing.
They just couldn't put the pieces together. They couldn't quite figure it out.
Can't move forward in a case unless they can believe they will win a case which, of course, the standard is beyond a reasonable
doubt. The guy said, like, there's obviously some chaos. Something happened there. He just couldn't quite put his finger on exactly what it was.
If the cops can't put it together, do we really think that the NFL can put it together?
Again, it's not the cops.
It might be enough for them.
It's the prosecutors. Let's just say that the standard is 99%, but they have 90%. That means that, you know, a couple people in the jury might say, eh, I don't know, I don't believe the chick. So then they don't move forward.
Right. Somebody's saying, is Bitcoin now up to 4,400 right now?
I don't know. I'd have to check it.
It's literally on fire.
It's zooming.
Don't think I haven't thought about just jumping in, but it's way too late. As soon as I jump in, it'll bottom out at about 12. Let's go to...
Oh, I'd be better if I checked and it said 12.
Yeah, I'm staying away. I missed it, but man, it is on fire. Let's go to Tyler. Tyler, what's up, man?
Good morning, John. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Zeke. I think that, you know, the 6-game suspension is good because there's probably a good chance he might go down to 4. But I think that, you know, Goodell should, you know, really have his input on the situation because, you know, he's big all over New England and everything that went on with Brady. But he doesn't seem like he's kind of sitting back in this situation. I don't know. What do y'all think?
I think Goodell, just personal opinion, has removed himself a little bit from the whole suspension thing.
I mean, if I were Roger Goodell,
to be the guy who's in charge of the appeal, but I think he delegates a lot of it out.
If you're Roger Goodell and you're pulling in $44 million a year, whatever absurd amount of money he's making, why would you want to be the czar of discipline? Nice. I would totally just hire somebody to be my bad guy henchman and let him do all the dirty
work.
Because
he's a power-hungry moron. But I think JP is right. I think he's tried to distance himself on this one. And some people have speculated it's because Jerry Jones is threatening to go after his salary. That he'll go to the owners and say, I think that has been thrown out there. That Jerry has kind of let it be known that if they actually pursued this matter and suspended Zeke, that he was going to go after Goodell's $44 million. And Goodell's response has been, hey, it's kind of out of my hands. I got guys handling this.
Right.
I'd try to protect my 44 milli, too.
Of course you would.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Scott.
Scott, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Good morning. Hey, the one thing I think that it all boils down to is image. I mean, the NFL pushed a lot of domestic violence commercials last year because of the Ray Rice thing. And you got kids nowadays that look up to these guys. And the last thing the NFL needs is a domestic violence issue
right. That
kind of goes on for generations. And the one thing I wanted to say is the media and the best way to get a hold of a lot of males and even, you know, females nowadays is through the NFL and through sports. I mean, just like, you know, they have a perfect marketing campaign. I mean, the last thing they need is, you know, their players beating up their girlfriends and wives and whatnot. So that's all I'd say.
Yeah, of course. Of course. It's a huge black eye for the league, let alone the sort of the personal tragedy that's involved. And of course, they're trying to make a statement and they're trying to live up to, you know, kind of correcting the mistakes they've made in the past. Listen, if you get caught up in any sort of hint of domestic violence, you're going to suffer some strong consequences.
Absolutely,
in all likelihood.
As you should.
And they don't have to have 100% proof and have it all nailed down on video. This has to be a hint of it these days. Let's go to Don in Ashburn. Don, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. Hey, yeah, I think that first caller, that's where he was kind of missing the boat. It's not about law. It's about policy. I mean, Zeke's an employee of the NFL, and if he's out, you know, doing things and you know, not meeting their standards, it doesn't matter if he's breaking a law or not. I do think it should be reduced. I thought 6 was excessive, and I think it will become 4, but yeah, these people need to get a grip. It's just about how he's representing the Shield, and law doesn't really come into play. It's about breaking policy.
Of course. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. And remember, a lot of it I do think depends on if Zeke owns up to anything. If he admits nothing, kind of like Brady, could have gotten his deal reduced. He refused to own up to anything. So it went down. They pursued every avenue until he finally had to serve the suspension.
And Brady just deflated a football.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't striking a woman.
If Zeke refuses to acknowledge any wrongdoing, I don't see them reducing it. And
right.
I think this is just going to go all the way to the highest court.
Open line Thursday here on the Junkies. You want to get in, 800-636-1067.
We We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.